this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we stick our hands in them. We sometimes have to dig deep in them. We like to line them, but we don't like to pay out of them. And money burns a hole in them. They're small bag-like receptacles fastened to or inserted in an article of clothing, usually shirts or pants, that are used to hold small essential items like change, good knife, keys, flat picks, finger picks, rosin, and Afrin drops. I'm Dave Higgs, and Hot Rise Open Road, the Dixie Beeliners, and Dale Ann Bradley will help us explore the high lonesome wonders of pockets. Coming up this, with money in your pocket, you are wise, and you are handsome, and you sing well, too. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Keys are perhaps the most common thing folks tote around in their pockets, and Dale Ann Bradley has a full load of them. This is the title track to her Pinecastle disc, Pocket Full of Keys.
I stood outside a locked door that held the secrets of my heart and mind. Needing to see what was inside, but so afraid of what I'd find. Then like a mighty wind, you came down the road with a pocket full of keys. And one of them came over me. Now I don't know where to turn. Cross this bridge or let it burn to the ground and never rebuild again. That's the shape that I'm. I don't know what to say. It's funny, 'cause I've always been this way. When it came to this desire, I'd walk barefoot through the fire to get behind the locked door. What I find, that door was never locked at all. It was only in my mind. All I had to do was turn the handle, step through the. Just a matter of where and when. It wasn't you who made me strong. Just my own self all along. I have struggled, I have grown. I have made this room my own. I'll not lock that door. Thank you.
Dale Ann Bradley singing one of her own, the title track to her recent Pinecastle foray, Pocket Full of Keys. Sometimes it takes a key of a whole different ilk to open the door of the human heart. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and an expansive look at the importance of pockets in bluegrass land. Pockets, as we know them today, didn't become prevalent until the 1600s, when they began to be sewn into men's clothing. Women continued to wear a pouch around the waist, which they often hid under large skirts, which were fashionable at that time. The word comes from the French word poke, meaning pouch. And undoubtedly, one of the first things placed in them was small change, the Renaissance equivalent of nickels and dimes. This is the Newgrass Revival with Pennies in My Pocket.
I got pennies in my pockets, I got pennies in my shoes. I got pennies to trade for lemonade, I got pennies just to lose. I don't like them when they're shiny, only like them when they're brown. I like to have a lot to roll and I love the way they sound.
Going for a ride on the freeway,
I wish a cloverleaf would take us underneath what we say. Wake us up when we get old, tell me when you reach the end of the road. You got magic in your footsteps, you got spirits in your head. You got loving eyes to tenderize my feelings with a stare. In your mind I see a vision, in your brain I hear a tune. I always like to listen, but I always look too soon.
Going for a ride on the freeway,
I wish a cloverleaf would take us underneath what we say. Wake us up when we get old, tell me when to reach the end of the road. Cloverleaf will take us underneath what we say. Wake us up when we get old, tell me when to reach the end of the road.
Cause I'm not over you, now you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. I used to dream, dear, about you all the time. Sleep at all with you on my mind, cause you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Maybe I'll walk to Arkansas, maybe Tennessee. Anywhere away from here would be just fine for me. Cause you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. lonesome tune. It must be thinking about me and you, 'cause you're gone and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Both of my shoes, and aching in my heart, dear, 'cause I'm not over you. Now you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again. Now that you're gone, and I'm alone, and I'll never take you back again.
John Reichman and the Jaybirds with a tune about a feller in dire straits with a dime in my pocket. With a hole in his shoes and an aching in his heart, he's a mess. That was written and sung by the band's guitarist Jim Nunley, who wrote the song after watching the PBS documentary on the Carter family. Jim writes, quote, "I had in mind how A.P. Carter seemed to want Sarah back, but couldn't find it in himself to ask her," end of quote. You'll find it on the band Stellar Jays recording. And the Newgrass Revival thundered forth with Pennies in My Pocket, lifted from their earth-shattering 1972 self-titled Starday debut. Some are depressed with only a dime in their pockets. Others are happy with just a few pennies. Go figure. Well, one thing's for sure, everyone is happy when they've got payday in their pocket. This is the Bluegrass Band with a Jimmy Skinner tune, Another Saturday Night. I've been working all week long, and ain't nothing that's gone right. I got a payday in my pocket. It's another Saturday night.
In the honky-tonk downtown, I've been a-working a week long, and ain't nothing much gone right. I got a payday in my pocket, and it's another Saturday night. I never think of Monday morning till after Saturday night is gone. Pretty mama's there for me, and I'm gonna hold her tight. Yeah, I'm like a wound up clock on Friday. I got to run down Saturday. Saturday night, gotta make the same old rounds, put my money in the jukebox, in the honky-tonk downtown, and when my money's spent and gone, I tell myself that it's all right, yeah.
jump and shout. I ain't coming back until my money's out. Got a pocket full of money and a golden pound. Won't be nothing left after I made my round. Gonna be prizes bought for everyone. Going downtown, I can have some fun. Going downtown, gonna jump and shout. I ain't coming back until my money's out. Say I'm not for hire. I don't care if it's on sale or not. Money ain't a problem, cause I got a lot. Going downtown, gonna jump and shout. I ain't coming back till my money's out. Shout, I ain't coming back till my money's out. Going downtown, gonna jump and shout. I ain't coming back till my money's out.
Happiness is indeed finding money in your pocket. That was Blue Ridge heading to town with no intention of returning until all the money runs out on Pocket Full of Money. You'll find it on their Sugar Hill release, Side by Side. And the Bluegrass Band, Butch Robbins, Blaine Sprouse, Alan O'Brien, David Sebring, and Ed Dye gave us Another Saturday Night from their Hay Holler CD, Second Cut. We'll let the boys from Indiana continue to explore this rare occurrence of flush pockets, instrumentally speaking at least, with another tune by the same title. Pocket Full of Money is rendered on their King Bluegrass LP, Memories and Dreams. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be dipping into the pockets of Southern Express, Open Road, Jim Smoke, and Tony Rice immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back enjoying that unusual bluegrass Landian feeling of having a pocket full of money. But maybe that's not such a good thing. You know what they say, an empty pocket teaches you a million things in life, but a full pocket spoils you in a million ways. These are the boys from Indiana again, with a pocket full of money and full of spit and vinegar, and that means one thing. Tonight's their night to howl.
Jug, get away from it all. Got a pocket full of money and I'm a feeling mean. Gonna give this town something it ain't seen. This country boy really gonna have a ball. I'm gonna play loud music, gonna drink hard liquor, gonna chase wild women. Tonight's my night to howl. Smoke. I ain't going home till I'm flat broke. Gonna turn this town every way but loose. Turn the jukebox up so I can't think. Mr. Bartender, bring another drink, cause I may wind up sleeping in the calaboose. I'm gonna play loud music, gonna drink hard liquor, gonna chase wild women. Tonight's my night to howl. I'm gonna play loud music, gonna drink hard liquor, gonna chase wild women. Tonight's my night to howl. Just don't agree. Nips at my face.
set it free. What are you gonna do on a Friday in June when all you got is a pocket full of change?
It always seems to boil down to a matter of perspective. Jim Smoke's all hot and bothered about what on earth he can do on a beautiful Friday night in June when all he has is a pocket full of change. That was Pocket Full of Change, one of Jim's originals on his Orange Blossom Special project. And the boys from Indiana were in the coveted leadoff position with My Night to Howl, as heard on their classic Rebel offering, Atlanta is Burning. But money, or the lack thereof, are not the only things you'll find in bluegrass landers' pockets. As Tony Rice relates in Gordon Lightfoot's Early Morning Rain, sometimes your aching heart is accompanied by pockets full of sand. But first, something far worse, the dreaded Dear John letter that gets stuffed into a pocket. This is Southern Express with Letter in My Pocket.
Springtime, darling, when I told you I must leave for a far and distant land. But soon I will return to you and place a ring upon your hand.
And now the leaves are falling from the trees as I make my way back home. And in my pocket
full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 sent to go. I'm stuck here on the ground, where the cold winds blow, where the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. Well, she's a roll. Mighty engine roar, see the silver bird on high. Well, she's away in westward bound, high above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying on my home in about 3 hours' time. Well, this old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a big jet plane like you can an old freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a big jet plane like you can an old freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Don't say she never will.
She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Open Road putting pebbles in their pockets on their Rounders CD, Cold Wind. Tony Rice was in the middle singing Gordon Lightfoot's Early Morning Rain. In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. And Southern Express went just before with Letter in My Pocket, written and sung by the group's guitarist Pete Lisman. That's from their Mountain LP, North and South. The Pickin' on Pickers will whisk us through our upcoming break on the back of Vince Gill's 1991 hit, Pocket of Gold. The song went to number 7 on the Billboard charts and was co-written by Vince and Brian Allsmiller. Some nights you're going to wind up on the wrong end of a gun. Some jealous guy's going to show up and you'll pay for what you've done. What will it say on your tombstone? Here lies a rich man with his pocket full of gold. Dave Higgs and the Bluegrass Album Band, the Dixie Beeliners, Frank Sullivan, and the Dappled Grays will keep us in the pocket upon our return from our Lumen break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still examining stuff that's crammed into Bluegrass Lander's pants or shirt pockets, and sometimes even metaphorical pockets. When you look back over your shoulder at everything you've done, you put the good memories in your pocket, and you let the bad ones make you strong. These are the Dixie Beeliners with In My Pocket.
Time to time I take them out just to lay them down and pick them up again. At the end of every mile, in the space between the minutes, I hold my breath and whisper where those miles end. Home to you. Home to you. When you're sitting down the hours, rest your mind and know somewhere I'm counting. be 10 when I just kiss you, and 11 when you're silent, sleeping in my arms, home to you. Steal your will away and lock it safely hidden in my pocket. To read your name on paper next to mine, written there in my own hand, words I hope you'll never read, words I hope to tell you goodbye.
She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise, in disguise. Now, a woman like that, all she does is hate you. She doesn't know what makes a man a man. She'll talk about the times that she's been with you, and she'll speak your name to everyone she can. She's a devil in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise, in disguise. Jealousy and doubt. It gets her off to see a person crying. She's just the kind that you can't live without. Well, she's a devil in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise, in disguise. Always turns up in your pocket whenever you are looking for a dime. Well, it's all right to call her, but I'll bet you that the moon is full and you're just a waste of time. Well, she's a devil in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise, in disguise. You can't see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise, in disguise.
Two more items that appear with some frequency in High Blue and Lonesome Pockets: phone numbers and memories. That was a bluegrass album band. Say the names with me now in alphabetical order: J.D. Crowe, Jerry Douglas, Bobby Hicks, Doyle Lawson, Todd Phillips, and Tony Rice, covering Devil in Disguise on their bluegrass album Volume 3 release. Her number always turns up in your pocket whenever you're looking for a dime. Well, it's all right to call her, but I'll bet you the moon is full and you're just wasting time. And the Dixie Beeliners were immediately prior with In My Pocket from their Susanville project. We're living in each other's pockets thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Of course, there's one thing that soars far above the rest in the list of pocket items. That, of course, is you. These are the Dappled Grays, followed by Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen.
I'm gonna put you in my pocket, take you everywhere I go. Right up in my number five, no one would have to know. Even from the tallest tree, no one would have a view. Like from my broad hip pocket, where I made a home for you. Moon glow.
No more will I be lonely, yeah. return for the happy wedding day. Oh, his sweetheart, she had vanished to heaven, she had gone, left him this old photograph, and on it was this song. Put me in your pocket so I'll be close to you. No more will I be lonely, and no more will I be blue. And when we have to part, dear, well, there'll be no sad ado, for I'll be in your pocket and I'll go along.
Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with Put Me in Your Pocket on their Compass foray, Family, Friends, and Heroes. That country song was written by Waldo Lafayette O'Neill, a Texas cowboy and songwriter who penned several of Jimmie Rodgers' greatest songs like Hobo Bill's Last Ride, Pistol Packin' Papa, and My Time Ain't Long. And the Dappled Grays began matters with Put You in My Pocket, as heard on their Doing My Job outing. We'll let Sweet Lowdown continue to line our pockets and take us on home with Stones in My Pocket from their May release. And on that high happy, the safest way to double your money is to fold it over and put it in your pocket. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, pocket mania continues, unabated and unrestrained, as we home in on empty pockets, deep pockets, holy pockets, line pockets, along with a few odd pocket watches and pocket knives. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have sunshine in our pockets on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.